Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
That's your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just
going to
say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
What?
No, baby!
That's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
And like it's just doodles. It has a pot leaf on there.
It's doodly.
Why is there a pot leaf on there?
It's a weed leaf. Oh yeah.
Please tell me you're recording.
Yeah. Oh.
What? Well, hand me that. What are you drinking? This isn't an ad. Okay, so it has like a scruffy dog with a fez. This is a gay drink. This looks like it's made by Lisa Frank.
Ann Gettys. Remember her baby photos?
This looks like a page from Amelia Bedelia. It's a 7.2% bubbly Casablanca mojito wine cocktail vices. Has like 12 different typefaces on there. Does it have weed in it?
No, but it's 7.2%. I don't get that stigma.
Does this have weed?
You guys are like, guys are pounding Bud Lights.
3.2.
Not blah, blah. 3.2%. You're like, yeah, this is masculine. And I'm smashing 7.2s in many ways. That's my ceiling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's wifey.
Yeah. This might have weed in it. I don't know.
The weed leaves are concerning.
Pot leaves.
Pot leaves.
The pot leaves. No.
What episode's this?
279.
279. So that's kind of a milestone.
No, we don't do that.
What?
Every there's no such things as numerical milestones.
What?
Every single one is arbitrary.
Oh God. What about age? Birthdays? You just had a 29th. You made that a milestone.
I did. All right. Yep.
Okay, so there we go. Today's episode brought to you by Manscaped. Kyle, what do you think about Manscaped while I pull up this ad? Why don't you just riff about it?
I've been using it on my pubic hair for as long as I've had it, which is since early adolescence.
So you've never used it, but I use it.
No, because you can. It
no,
still
I can rhapsodize about the product for a long time.
No, I don't think you could, considering you don't have pubes.
This is
funny that they would sponsor us. You were actually hired to be every after picture for Manscaped.
You are littered.
And the thing
you
is, they don't have to send us the product because
you are littered all over the r/Ricketts page. You are the face of it. I'm nowhere to be found on r/no pubes.
Wait a minute. Is that a subreddit?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, be careful what you wish for, baby.
r/no pubes.
It would be a shame then if you were plus. Or
yeah, that would be a real shame if you were.
No. Yeah, fuck. That can't be one.
Is it? I mean,
Don't create it. It's probably, if it isn't.
Create it and fill it up with Kyle.
But good work, boys, on the Ricketts.
They did a great job. I'm still. We've gotten in trouble because our ads have been like 3 seconds.
Oh, we're doing Manscaped.
We did a Cuts clothing ad. We were like, Cuts clothing. And that was the end of the ad. We actually got an email. They were like, you just said Cuts
we
clothing.
Said, yeah. That's like the same as like a company putting their logo on a NHL rink.
I don't think so. Board.
Brevity is the essence of wit. No?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, you're right. All right, Manscaped. The end Lawnmower 4.0. Just going to save technology 20% off. Free shipping with code ANUS at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping. ANUS. Manscaped.com. The power of attraction is now in a bottle because they have body wash. That will, yeah. There mm-hmm. we go. So there we go.
We have a body wash.
Yeah, we have a body
too,
wash.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You're right.
You can double up on body wash.
Definitely. It's actually good for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a medley of scents is actually appeasing.
I mean, every scent is a medley of things.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then
why
a
not
medley
add
of
more?
Two different.
What's a double medley?
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done.
Test it out, fellas.
Fellas. Yeah, go ahead and wash yourself with two different body washes. Let us know how it goes. I just want to tell you something I saw on my way into work today. It was a father and a son walking down. This is very true. Father and a son walking down the sidewalk in front of me as I'm bringing my clothes to the cleaner. And the son accidentally steps in this gigantic pile of dog shit. And the dad screamed at this kid for stepping in shit for so long. And it reminded me of something my dad would do.
I think I would do the same.
Really? If your son accidentally stepped in shit?
You said it was a big pile.
Yes.
So yeah, like, don't do that. That's like falling in a hole.
That's, holes are meant, if nobody fell in holes, holes wouldn't, it's like a tree falling in the woods.
I hate that clumsy type of person. Like you can see it.
You're anti-klutz.
I am.
Why? Klutzes make the world go round.
Repulsive.
You think it's when women, yeah, women klutzes.
Women klutzes, yeah.
You might as well just be fat. Because I'm not.
Now, what about a ditz?
A ditzy girl, a little bit different, but still no.
No.
No, I don't need them.
The bar is high for us.
Yeah, it really
nice
is.
Nice bill.
What?
Nice bill.
Yeah, it's one of my longer ones.
Fucking,
what?
I know I'm going to get shit for wearing. What is. Stunts?
Are those Nike stunts?
What are they?
What do you mean?
Oh, you came. You strolled into work wearing the fucking
lifts?
Heels. Lifts.
Why'd you call them stunts?
I was thinking. I was stilts. Stunts.
Yeah, yeah. I bought
it's
lifts.
It's not like some type of fish.
Well, no, because it's one
catfish.
The first time you ever put me on, the universe didn't allow it. Because I meant to order tinted moisturizer, and they sent me lifts. Mm-hmm. So they're like, Nick, you don't need tinted moisturizer. Give this to your boy. You put him on. So I gave you lifts.
And I have them. I'm going to wear them.
Are you actually?
And don't act like it's some like, oh, I wouldn't have fucked him if I knew he was wearing lifts. It's the same as a girl wearing makeup, which I am also doing with the fucking tinted moisturizer.
You've gone downhill fast. Maybe
but what if like you're making out with a girl eye to eye all night and then you get undressed and you're just staring at her chest?
Yeah. Like, are you worried about her seeing the lifts?
It's not that dramatic of a difference.
Then why even wear them?
Because it's a little boost. It's like a personal thing. Like, oh, I didn't know. I thought you were an inch taller. I wouldn't have fucked you.
You're going to fly through the guardrails and fucking the exterminator in Kennywood. Lying about your height.
Yeah.
I also have a little tiny bone to pick with you. We were driving on our way to the Super Bowl, not going by any means, but standing 500 yards away. And I was like, yo, listen to this song. And I put you onto a song. And then I like look out the window and then I look at my phone and you have an Instagram story.
Yeah.
Post a screenshot of the song that I told you to play.
Social. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. Social experiment. Because there's been a long debate of who is the put on prince. I was like, let me put on one of Nick's just to see how.
Bullshit.
People, without a bias. To see what people reacted, it was unanimously
negative feedback. Did you save the song?
But I was going to bat. Yeah, I liked the song. Other people didn't. Everyone else didn't.
Nobody likes Chunk, No Captain Chunk. But I do.
Yeah, it was all bad.
I love French singers.
And I was going to bat for you. Some guy was like, this song fucking sucks. And I just like sent him a paragraph.
What did
I've
been? I've why been, do you keep doing this?
I don't care.
Like, this can't be.
It's, but the thing it's is, cathartic.
It cannot be good for your mental.
No, it's, and I know I'm opening the door because it, like, more people are doing it and doing it. But it's the same story.
I might try it.
It's cathartic. Try it, boys. It's cathartic because
I have plenty to choose from.
It's usually the same. It goes the same one of two ways. Like, they like say like the meanest thing in the world. Then, like, you reply back, mean, equally mean, if not way meaner. And then they're like, chill, dude. I'm a big fan of the Yak. I watch every episode.
Yeah. Some dude tried to come at me. I don't know what. I used every tense possible there. This guy tried to come at me because we posted that man on the street video and I was in, like, that mesh top. And this dude said, looking like a Wailord, which is a whale Pokemon. But it doesn't even crack the top 25 when it comes to weight. It's actually quite buoyant. It's probably not even in the top 40 of weight, which is pretty fuck.
that was dead serious. Sorry.
And so
it was a natural yawn.
So I think I could clap back with that probably. Right?
He's one of the few men in your life willing to talk Pokemon with you. He's probably. He tried to bond with
I'm really starting to use this more and more. And the thing is, like, I have knowledge of other things too. I have pretty decent football knowledge, but that would advance my career. Let's not do that.
Yeah. You're very knowledgeable with football.
Yeah.
There would be no downside to, like, showcasing that.
Zero. Uh-huh.
It would only help you tremendously.
I would get paid a lot more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love people they were like, people were like surprised that we were able to do that video.
Yeah, they were shocked.
I think people lump you in with the same afflictions and limitations I have.
I'm not even close.
What is like your, like, why wouldn't you be able to do that? You are like very pleasant to be around, well-spoken and worldly. So what are they like? Why didn't they think you could do that? I have four varsity letters.
You do? Okay. Sure. Okay.
That's what do you have? You have four, at least four LGBTQ letters.
Which ones am I rocking with?
I don't know. It depends on the day, what you're wearing, how you groomed, how you styled.
What do I have today?
You guys are a bearded woman and a stilted man.
You know, like, you're L a lot. G, permanently. B... That goes hand in hand, I think.
With L and G?
With G.
Yeah, okay.
T sometimes and...
How? How am I T?
Oh, you're mostly T.
Oh, actually, you're not. That's your lowest trait. So, yeah. It's a spectrum.
Yeah, T is a spectrum, for sure.
This girl I know from college DM me was like, let me just pull it up.
Oh, Jesus. Why have you been so active in the DMs? This can't be good for your mental well-being.
She was just like,
you've had a serious decline of mental well-being.
Yes, I did. She sent me the link, like the Barstool video of us.
Of us.
And she said, did you see you made Barstool, LOL?
What? And what did she say?
And I said, yeah, LOL. Didn't think that would ever happen. And she said, same, ha, ha, ha. And I said, ha, ha, been a while. Hope you're doing well. She said, yep, and... X and doing X. And then she said, you still living in Youngstown? And I said, moved to NYC a few years ago, actually. And she just hearted it. So NYC is in my bio.
Yeah.
Barstool's in my bio. Like, she didn't even like begin to think that I work for the company.
Not at all.
I just made the page.
You're not at all loyal enough to put it in your bio.
That's like those people when you make it to like a meme account that has like 4,000 followers and they're just like, dude, you made it.
It's always
thank
that.
You. No, yeah, but congrats. Like, honestly, though, us making it on the main page is a feat.
Yeah, I was being serious. I didn't think that would ever happen.
Yeah, you're being genuine. Speaking of girls from your college and your DMs, you've been playing this close to the chest joke. The girl that sent you the titties.
We have a big update.
Really?
We're going to make continue.
You have told us nothing.
So, rundown, on my birthday, this girl from college I had a quasi-crush on that was semi-mutual.
What's a quasi-crush? Is that you crushing on a girl with a hunchback?
No, she had good posture. Seemingly, but not really.
What do you mean? So you were physically attracted to her.
But it wasn't like
you're 30. Don't you think it's weird to talk about crushes?
True.
Okay.
And you're okay. Okay, Playboy. All right, OG.
Okay. So your birthday, you got a pair of really good olive titties sent to you. Not olive size, but skin tone.
Michael Murray. Yes. So she wished me a happy birthday and then sent me unsolicited tits, which
EVOO double D's.
Which ostensibly were hers, but I don't know for sure.
But do you think they?
But I quickly deduced that it was a man and not her at all. And we talked about it, and then it just died down.
You accidentally FaceTimed.
This person was like, "Yeah, I think that night, like, I got a 2 a.m. DM or mess text that said you up," and that was the end of it.
Okay,
I was like, "I'm uncomfortable by this. I don't want to like bring it up to her because I don't want to like be like, hey, yo, like some guys." Sending me your tits.
But you're not even sure they're her tits.
Exactly. So I just let it go.
Yeah.
And today I woke up and I was like, holy shit, I forgot about that. So I DM'd her and told her that. And what did she say?
How many? Wait, you're scrolling through a lot of DMs if that's this morning.
NFL, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's bad. It's all bad. It's all
fights.
Have
you won one yet?
No. I think I won a couple.
What would you say your record is now?
Yeah, probably like I probably have like 6 wins.
And
on double digits,
double digits,
not triple, not triple.
Close to triple?
I don't know.
70 losses.
Jeez, what did she say? Okay, what did I say?
Jesus.
No, I'm just going.
Okay.
Are you edging right now?
What are you doing?
Okay, I said, are you familiar with the person texting me pretending to be... Are you familiar with the person who was texting me pretending to be you a couple weeks ago? She said, what? LOL, not at all. I said, LOL, sent her the screenshot of the tits were cropped. She didn't
You cropped
those.
The tits
yeah,
out?
Yeah, just the first message. And then we bonded over how ridiculous we both... think it would be if she actually texted me on my birthday.
Wait, who brought it up? Who brought that up? She would be like, yeah, I would never text you. That should have been a dead giveaway.
So I figured like I texted her the number included. I figured like, oh,
she would enter her phone and see who it is.
No. And then she was like, what the fuck? LOL. First of all, I would never text like that. And I was like, yeah, I fucking know. It's not your style. And then she said, like, no, moan, like, moan face.
Wait, let me see. Really? That's not moan face. That's not moan face. That's not
that's
moan
face.
That's just that's a grunt or a shrug.
This is the embarrassing part. I
For
keep
you?
Doing this when you select a picture on Instagram. I accidentally clicked multiple. So I sent her the text.
No.
Guess what other text? Guess what other picture I sent her on accident?
He sent a screenshot of his Wordle victory.
No, New York Times crossword victory. The Tuesday one I completed in 26 minutes.
Oh no!
A Tuesday.
And she's like, you could, like, you know, like she didn't think I did that actually on accident.
She thought you were
trying
bragging
to
about doing the Tuesday.
I said, ignore the second one anyway.
What did she?
And
say?
She was like, that's so weird and creepy. I have no idea who that number is. I put it in my phone and it doesn't come up. I just called it on a block number and some guy answered. I'm so confused. I don't even remember that story, but apparently it did happen. The one about me with the cigarette getting kicked out of the bar.
Sure.
I just texted my friend. And it did happen. Maybe it's one of your friends with, I have no idea, but it's very creepy. I used my investigation skills and added the number to my contacts and looked for their Snapchat. I don't know who the fuck this is. It's this fucking fatso.
Oh, it is a fatso.
Yeah, it's a creep. So I text him or that person today. Let me get to it.
No, but wait. You sent her your crossword, though.
I did, yeah.
That's the most embarrassing thing you could have sent.
Well, 26 minutes is not a bad time.
Not a bad time at all.
It's lightning
like,
fast.
That's like...
Tuesdays aren't
Monday
aren't
should be
easy.
14 minutes.
Tuesdays are fucking a bitch.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they sure
are. She acknowledged that.
Maybe you should
So I texted that number.
Ask her about the times, though. Just be like, that's a pretty impressive crossword time.
I will bring that up.
Is the conversation done with her?
No, we continue to talk about it.
Does she follow you?
Yes.
Okay.
We've DM'd before that. That's why I was scrolling.
About what?
Just little things.
Like what little thing? What little things?
You ever talk about big things?
Eleanor Roosevelt would like that.
Yeah. So I texted this. I'm like pissed. Because I don't like the idea that
you've been just pissed constantly.
I don't like the idea that some guy just got away with doing that.
Okay.
And I don't like the way that like did that to her.
Okay.
Like spread her maybe nudes. I said,
deep down, you still think they're hers, don't you?
I think it might be. Are you going to reveal yourself? And he said, reveal what? Who is this?
Whoa.
And I said, I can always post your number publicly to try to find out. And he said, what is going on? Who is this? I don't understand what I'm revealing. I sent him the screenshot of what his number texted me. And then he called me. And I instinctively pressed screen record. And we had a 3-minute conversation. This guy was on the verge of tears. He was shaken up, but he was confused.
Why?
He was like, it sounded like he had no idea how that happened or what happened. He was like freaking out, panic mode.
What did he say?
Like he kept going on. It was so funny.
What were you saying?
I was like playing like weird investigative,
like how?
Interrogation detective.
He calls you.
Because I thought it was being recorded and we were going to play it on the podcast. So I was really freaking him out, creeping him out in the process.
And you forgot to turn your microphone on, right?
The microphone wasn't on.
So you just have a...
So I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that's what you were like.
Then I called him back. That time I forgot to turn like the screen record on. I accidentally turned it off. So I didn't get any of the combo.
Why don't you just call him right now?
So I did, and I did again, and he was panicking. He was so confused. I legitimately think it wasn't him. But like, how did that happen then?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then at the end he was like, wait, is this Curtis? And I pretended to say yes.
And you then mean he started you just laughing. Said yes.
Yeah, I guess I did. But I was kidding.
No, you pretended to say yes. Your mouth made
I don't know. He was like, he was visibly shaken up and he was like at work. He was like, I had to fucking tell my boss I had to go take a call. What the hell? And he kept saying like, I don't know who you are. What the fuck is going on? I'm so confused.
If he didn't know who you were, he wouldn't stay on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So what do you guys think?
Is he playing dumb?
You think he's playing dumb?
I was like, did you lose your phone? Did someone text me from there?
What are the odds a Barstool fan found his phone, found your
number? Exactly. And I was like, is there like technology that allows someone to text someone from a different number? I don't think so.
You can call from a different number, but I don't know text. That seems like it would be.
So and then he's like, keep texting me. Who is this? Who is this? So I can call him again.
Call him up.
Is this illegal?
We'll call him next episode.
Wait, why would it be illegal?
Yeah, I don't know.
As long as nothing personal is revealed, it's just an anonymous conversation with a anonymous man.
We'll ring him up. Just be like, hey, just act like you're his friend. Fuck with him a little more.
I'm in deep with this guy.
Just be like, yo, it's Curtis.
He thinks I'm mad. And this girl wants to press charges, I told him.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Oh, that's a fun little wrinkle.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that. Do you know his name?
No.
Say you're filling out some paperwork. You need
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, ho, ho.
That rang a couple times,
it did.
Too.
That
he
wasn't
saw.
Fake.
He looked
saw.
At that number.
He saw. Are you
he
texting
said,
him?
He said, fuck, yeah. That's
what
KB.
Are you saying? This is going to backfire on you because it's not going to be him and he's going to tweet out, does anybody know this number?
Yeah. I'll say, call me when you can. Very important.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I'll say, call me when you can or call me ASAP.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Are you doing all caps on ASAP?
No. I did like a cat. I don't want it to like come across as like urgent.
Well, it's an acronym, so you should do all caps.
Now, lowercase. Has anybody else been texting you from LA? Because you gave out your number a lot.
Oh, yeah. Many. Lean kid is still texting me.
What's he saying?
He just like texts me like live things he hears on the yak in response to what we said.
Okay.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He was always shivering. Do you notice that?
It's cold as hell, yeah.
I mean, we were in LA. It was like 90. He was a cold guy.
I wouldn't blame him.
Have you expensed your clothes yet?
No.
You're not going to, are you?
I quite literally need to. It's $2,400 worth of clothing.
Oh, dude. And you didn't bring like any of it back.
I left a lot. I brought the cool stuff.
Has your mom talked to you since then?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She must have. I know she's been listening. She told me she would quit because she said, I have a bone to pick with you. And that's like what we've been saying all week.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's just a pretty common saying. Mm. Are you sure that was your giveaway or is there something else? No. What's the bone she has to pick?
No, we're not talking about this.
She's not listening anymore.
She is. she owns me.
Yeah. Is she ruining your life?
Mm-hmm. Like that Ed. Like there's, oh, man.
The Ed? What?
Who's that?
The guy we talked about in the yak. If I got into like a chapter's worth of an argument with.
What other arguments have you been getting into?
A lot. I simmered down. I just realized now it's just guys like who want me to respond.
Yeah, I don't think they actually mean it, but they're
taking like personal digs, which takes like something more than a surface level joke.
What kind of personal dig?
A lot.
Like what?
You wouldn't understand. Like, perfect.
Yeah, you really wouldn't, dude.
Everyone likes you.
That's not true at all.
But the funny thing is, it makes us hate you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the only.
I'm getting destroyed for like my salary now.
Oh, yeah. I said you made 80K and then people, what do they, first of all, it's not true because we lie about everything, but it's not,
that's
too false.
Right. That's a fine salary.
Yeah. But they're like destroying you. What do they think?
I don't know. People are very weird about that. People have come up to me or DM'd me shitting on us for that. And it's like, I think they just want to. Like justify why it's better they're doing what they're doing.
Do they want us to make more? Because if so, thank you.
No, they want to be like, I'm better off making more at my shitty job.
They have this superiority complex where they're fine like enjoying our content as long as they have something up on us.
Okay.
Like
You've been anti-fan.
No, I'm not. I'm the ones who are talking shit on me.
But there's no in between. You just can't let things go. It's either
that's
you.
That's not a fan.
You're friends with the person.
That's what I don't understand.
It's either you. You become.
They always like say this very like they harass and then they're like chill out, dude. When I come back hard.
Do you have an example?
I did.
Wait, are you getting a call right now?
Oh shit! Oh, yeah, this is. My man.
Who is this?
I told you already. Did you figure anything out?
I don't know what I have to figure out, no.
But we're on the same page, right?
Yes, I guess someone was texting with my number. I don't know how the fuck they did that.
But you understand that technology doesn't exist yet. Maybe in Singapore or Tokyo, but not in America.
I don't know what you... What do you... Like, I understand what you're saying.
You understand.
Someone texted from this number, but I don't understand. Like, then I guess the technology does. Like, I have no idea who you are or what is going on. The first text message I ever received from this number or anything was today when you said something about revealing myself. I have no idea what that means.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I am not going to publicly release your number. The only thing I want is a confession.
A confession of what?
Me and the young lady, that's all we want is a confession.
I'm not confessing to anything.
It boils down to the breasts that you sent. The fact that it was a nude photo.
Brother, I didn't send anything. And I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know I received it from your number, which is hard to disprove legally or casually.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Innocent or guilty. It's just hard for me to accept that.
Accept what?
That somebody somehow texted me from your phone number.
I am bewildered because I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And frankly, like, I have a feeling that this is one of my friends fucking with me, and I don't appreciate it.
If it's one of your boys?
Yes. Who is this? Hello?
I don't know. I can't do this.
Can't do what?
It's stressful.
Yeah, well, what do you think I am? I just got a fucking random text message, and some dude just calling me and saying that.
But you
charges.
There's no charges. The girl just wants to know who it was.
I have no idea who the girl is or who you are. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
You might know who I got. All right. Sorry. But no, I'm not sorry. I just it's over. No one's going to get nothing bad is going to happen to anyone. That
sounded bad. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. It's just curiosity. Let's all work as a trio to get to the bottom of it.
What do you mean a trio?
Well, there's three of us.
Innocent.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I get it. It's over. I don't want to say I'm sorry. All right, don't worry about anything.
So this is definitely like you're with people. You're fucking with me. Who the fuck is this?
Fuck. Okay. Why do I feel like all right?
There's going to be charges.
Yeah. You're. I don't know if we can use that.
We're the bad guys now.
We're the bad guys.
But I don't know though. He sounded guilty at first.
He sounded so.
And then
guilty
he got
at
good
first.
At acting, and he sounded innocent.
And then
he never even bothered to do this whole charade until I said like I can post your number publicly to find out. And then that's when he called me and started freaking out.
I started to feel bad for him.
He's probably freaking out because he thought I was going to release his number. He's calling me again. Now I'm conflicted because I don't want this. If he is innocent, he's panicking and I feel bad.
Just text him. If it wasn't you, nothing will happen to you. If it was,
nothing
continue.
Will happen.
Still fucking, yeah.
Just but be like, continue
listen,
to worry.
I don't know how this happened, but I'm sorry that I thought it was you.
Now I need to know, like, can that...
You're just embarrassed because you thought you got titties.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Do we have the tech?
Do we have the tech?
Is the tech out there?
I'm not mad at the guy if it is, but...
Where's
just,
that guy, Andrew?
Send texts from different number.
Can we get
It's no, just a popular app.
But can you pick the number?
That would be very... harmful if that was an app.
Yeah, you're right.
He called me again.
What's your voicemail?
It's automated. Can we pause the podcast and get a girl in for like a... I need another opinion.
Yeah. Pick up and tell him not to worry. Just be like, we're not fucking with you, but I found an app where you could send from a different number. I don't know why they choose yours. Don't do speaker. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Keep it rolling. I'm with my friends, dude. We found that there is an app that you can text from a different number. Maybe that's the case. This is Kyle. I don't know you. You don't know me. But somebody was texting me from your number. Nothing is gonna happen. We just wanted to know who it was.
Just like tell them the girl's freaking out.
What?
Tell them the girl's freaking out.
The girl was freaking out and she wanted to know. I was just trying to calm her down and it happened to be your number, which... Okay. Don't worry. Nothing is going to happen. We were just trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't think it was you. I know it wasn't you. She just keeps pestering me. Okay. All right. Sorry. Have a good one. I don't buy it.
Jesus. Dude, he's freaking out.
Dude, I don't buy it either.
You don't buy it either? How do you believe men?
I've never heard of one instance of that ever happening to somebody. If it was a thing that people could do, then so many people would be running rampant.
I think we're being gaslit.
I think we are too.
On a presidential level.
Shit.
This about to be a true crime pod for the next couple weeks.
Can we get a girl in here to see?
Yeah, I'll grab some.
I don't know what route to take.
Oh boy! I went back to the Ricket sub.
Oh, that's me.
Bree's coming in.
Very cool, Bree. No! We just need you.
Okay. Oh wait.
Yeah.
We just need a girl's perspective.
We need a.
I don't even care if it's recorded. Or not. I just kind of just want to know.
Okay. I think it's real.
You want me to give the abridged?
Should we get some other people?
Why do you want such an audience?
I just want to know. Like, all right, I feel like I'm going crazy.
On Kyle's birthday. He got a text from a girl from college that he used to have a quasi crush on.
Okay.
Way out of his league.
Okay.
No.
Like way, way far out of his league. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Completely unfathomable.
We were both in Williamsport.
Did you ever do anything with this girl?
Never.
No.
Did she know you had a crush?
There was tension. No, that's what
she
I said.
Knew
quasi.
Everybody had a crush on her.
Okay.
She was one of them.
It doesn't matter. This was 10.
Dark olive skin.
10, 9, 8 years
flat
ago.
Flat tummy.
Okay.
On my birthday this year, she texts me happy birthday, a long message, then her new tits unsolicited. And then I quickly realized that it wasn't.
Awesome tits.
Great tits?
Yeah. Not even that good of tits? No, they're great.
You went LA? Oh, you showed it to all your boys?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Because
I quickly realized it wasn't her, and it was a dude fucking with me.
Oh, okay.
It was very obvious by the texts.
Okay.
I just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I was like, I want to get to the bottom of this. So I finally tell the girl, hey, are you familiar with some guy impersonating you, texting me? She had no idea.
Okay.
You sound shaken up.
Yeah, you
because
do.
You got gut. There's a tremble.
I don't know if
when
I got
you read the
gut.
Message, did you really think, like, holy
I'm not
shit,
trembling.
This is from her?
Yeah, and he was so excited.
I said, yeah, I said.
Did you respond?
I said, been waiting for this for 10 years.
Oh, God.
But it was like half ironic.
So 5 years.
But you really thought it was real.
At first, I was like, yeah, shit. She's DM'd me before, responded.
In that split second,
reacted.
Did you see everything with her?
Doesn't matter because... She says, I have no idea whose number that is.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Did the titties look like they could belong to her?
It's her news?
Very much so.
So someone's blackmailing her.
Maybe. So I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? So I finally like reach out to him. I said, reveal yourself.
Okay.
He said, he's like acting like, what the fuck? Who is this? Like
like it never happened.
He said, reveal what?
See?
I said, are you going to really reveal yourself?
Yeah.
No, because if it is her, then I don't want her knowing.
There is no chance it's her.
Her titties?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I said, I can always post your number publicly to try to find out. And he said, what is going on? Who is this? I don't understand what I'm revealing. Then I sent him the screenshot with
the titties.
The nipples are cropped out, but you can tell they're bare breasts. And then he calls me. And this guy is freaking out. He called me like 3 times.
Okay.
He's freaking out. He's like, I have no idea who you are, what that is. That never happened. You're freaking me out. I'm at work. What the fuck is going on? Like, I'm the crazy one.
And do you have any idea who that person is? Did he say who he was?
No.
So you have no relation to him?
No, don't know who he is.
And he's playing like that never happened.
But he called and put him on speaker, and the dude had horror in his voice.
And I sent him, it was his number. He even admitted, it was like, that was my number that texted you, but I have no idea how that happened. Do you buy it?
This dude's voice made me feel bad.
Do you think there's a way for someone to text from a different number?
Okay, yeah, well, there's that whole thing where two numbers can call each other, which
seems
pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, but that's known. This is a different... whole different ballgame.
I mean, that seems like clearly like one of the bot, the sex bots hacked his phone. But
no, but they were saying they were telling me personal like stories that happened between me and this girl in college. Like,
okay, then don't buy it.
Exactly.
Because if it was like an automated message and then like,
no, it was far from automated. It was very personalized to me.
Kyle.
Yes. With specific instances at Kent State. He sounded innocent. I'll give him that.
Well, he sounded so scared. I took his phone and did it. Right?
You would know.
He would know then.
On a Tuesday morning, one of his boys like stole his phone and like texted me for, I don't know, he continued to text me throughout the day and into the night, including like,
you kept it going?
Well, no, I knew it was fake. I was just kept asking who.
That's another thing. You were 90% sure it was fake.
If there is text from a fake number, I don't think you get to have that number all day.
No.
Like you get to send a text.
Like he would be getting those. Like, right. I just don't understand.
And he didn't express paranoia until I mentioned that I could release his number publicly.
Oh, okay. So when you first said it, he wasn't that scared? Wasn't that
He was just like, who is this?
I flipped again. I think he's lying.
Yeah. I think he's 100%
But he's
lying.
Fucking good at it.
He's
that
really,
was incredible.
Really fucking good at it.
He has to be lying. Yeah. That doesn't make
any
Barstool sense.
Dude, Barstool needs to hire this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to leak the number?
No.
Why not?
I felt pity.
I did.
So he's a good actor.
Really good.
Maybe.
And he has to know exactly who you are. But how would he know those specific stories between you and the girl?
Exactly.
So this has to be someone the girl is close with.
There may have been more people there.
Does the area code match up?
Oh,
it is.
Good question.
It is in the vicinity of her.
This is fishy.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be able to request a zip code. Like, that's all pretty convenient.
There would be so many lives ruined.
If you could do something like
that. I was saying that is, the technology doesn't exist.
No, you would be able to just snap people's lives out.
But the specifics make it even crazier that he's clearly lying. When you call him and he says it wasn't him. The specifics are crazy.
Right.
So he's fucking with you. You were on this. You thought he wasn't lying.
You think
I was sold 100%. I was like, apologize to this guy.
It was that bad. He sounded that.
He
horrified.
Sounded that horrified and like confused.
But not until you said you would leak his number.
He didn't call me until after that. I said.
Has he text you anymore?
Okay. He texted
What are the terms that you've left on?
He said
we might need a full jury.
I called him on the podcast. And then he called me twice. I didn't answer. We were talking about something important. And then he said, now you aren't going to pick up. I literally have no idea who this is or what you are talking about. Then I hear people laughing in the background. Boys, can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't.
Well,
you
asked us
like
in the beginning of the phone call, guilty or innocent. Yeah. We said guilty, guilty. And then it became clear that he was innocent, but.
But now I'm back on guilty.
We're on guilty.
I'm
Nick,
on
what
very
are you
much
on?
Guilty.
His voice, man. His fucking voice.
Was that the voice of a man afraid to be exposed by a internet
FaceTime
star?
But you
then
need to see his
the girl, she put his number, saved it as a contact to look at his Snapchat.
Yeah.
And his avatar looks like that of a creep.
It does.
Also, he had the tone of terror, but no trembles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need to see his facial reaction to it.
It was, yeah.
And the girl
he was speaking
checked the
articulately.
Number, didn't know whose number it was?
It was guilt, not shame. Or the opposite.
Goodness Christ.
Okay, so I'm going guilty.
Yeah.
I'm going guilty.
Okay, just needed that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I can
you
do
get
it.
To the bottom of this.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck,
thank you, Bree.
That's fucking
crazy. Huh.
Can you just grab a still of her for the thumbnail?
Yeah, please God.
Just get that.
That's the thing, like, whenever I get titty pics, they're not even pics. They're like the girls FaceTime me and they're like, hey, Nicholas Terrani, I'm about to show you my titties. And I'll say proceed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they dump those big things out. They come pouring out.
For you, yeah.
they just come shooting out. And greyhounds.
You boys ever use soup ladles in bed?
What?
What is the greyhound?
You said greyhounds.
Yeah, like shooting out of a like at a race.
What?
That's how fast those puppies are coming out.
The tits? You compare them to greyhounds shooting out of into a field
on a track. Yeah, chasing like a fake rabbit,
just like that.
Speed is an asexual characteristic to find in titties.
The speed in which the titties are revealed. God,
every day I realize more and more that I'm an asexual. Yeah. Because like I love my favorite part about titties is how fast they come out of a shirt.
You should have seen how fast these titties were.
And I could tell you were like trying to be funny. Like that was like you're like trying to like
I was trying to yuck it up with the boys.
That was like the 40-year-old virgin Michael Scott.
Yeah.
That was in the same vein as Bags of Sand.
There was like a hot girl in LA and she walked past and everybody was like, yo, and like we were tapping each other and I was like, dude, like look how symmetrical she is.
You did.
Mm-hmm. I was like, and I was just
I think it was like a more sophisticated synonym of symmetrical.
I don't know.
Oh my god. Oh man.
Oh, I didn't know it was this.
Oh man. Kyle. Really, really, really good news, man. Really good news. We got Felix Gray.
Did we?
Were you like reading my lips trying
to I was just like I figured that was the news if it was.
Do you wanna it's the blue light glasses that started them all. Mm-hmm. Every blue light glasses can thank themselves to Felix Gray. 5 years ago, Felix Gray set out to create eyewear that would improve daily screen time. Since then, Felix Gray is on a mission to create a better relationship with tech. You know, I feel like you should have the personal endorsement here.
I'm telling you, boys, get them, wear them. It works.
And then there's only
people
one rule.
Like them. People like them. It was incredible how and much more attention I got.
Guy like me, you can get them in prescription. So that's great. So you could see, you know, you could see better.
I've been sleeping better wearing them. I fall asleep on the laptop in bed.
Yeah.
I used to have fucking twitches during my...
I remember that.
Yeah, you don't anymore. No. You guys can go to felixgrayglasses.com/story. That's F-E-L-I-X-G-R-A-Y glasses.com/story. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges.
I have a lot of messages to take back. I told a lot of guys to... not buy them.
Okay.
Because we lost the product, but they wanted them very badly.
Owen, maybe just tweet out it's okay to
buy. We have the promo code. People were asking me for the promo code.
Story.
I gotta.
Yes. Okay. One.
This podcast shit is easy, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Let's take a little break. I have to pee.
Okay.
I was kidding. I need lessons.
There's like guys like legitimately reaching out to me. Like I live in New York. I can like free of charge.
Why is it sad that I'm not good at basketball?
I don't start this. As soon as I started to trying to defend myself, it got way worse.
No, I get that there's like some joy that would come in being good at a hobby. But like what? Why do I need to be good at basketball?
You don't. And it's fine.
Would it make me funny?
I like when people make fun of our basketball lack of ability.
I don't.
I think it's funny. Like just joke about it. What I don't get are the people who get angry that we're bad.
These guys get paid to talk about sports.
That type of shit.
And like, yeah, we have more time to. I'm pissed. I was genuinely embarrassed from that video. I also bought a posture corrector because I've been walking with my neck forward. Did you buy one?
It's so hard, though.
It's so hard.
I'm so used to slouching and looking at my phone.
We're in our slump era, for sure. Like, I just...
Oh, yeah.
Everything I'm doing is... I think I'm depressed.
Not that man on the street. That was fucking hilarious.
No, I appreciate that. But the thing is, like, it was so easy. And, like, we just could have been mic stands. Like...
Yeah, but we could have been on autopilot.
Our initial goal
was... Yeah, but you guys weren't. You were good.
What we were talking about on the car ride over is, okay, we were planning on people being excited, but what we wanted to do was find like 5 or 6 people that were indifferent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was like, we were going to go to like Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And let's find casual fans who like don't know much about the Rams or football in general. Mm-hmm. And it'd be funny if like... they weren't that excited or knowledgeable.
Right. But then we got a call from higher up in production and they said, we think it would be a waste if you didn't go to the stadium because mm-hmm. Their direct quote was they're rowdy over here.
So we're like, I was like, fuck, like, I don't know if we do well with actual rabid fans.
We would be really bad with that because we wouldn't be able to match that energy whatsoever. We went over there hoping to find like four or five indifferent fans. Mm-hmm. And it was what the final cut was the first 10 people we saw. Nobody gave a single fuck. It was the most unbelievable thing.
There was not one person. It was every single person in that parking lot did at most was like.
So first of all, it's in the middle of Compton. It's on like Crenshaw Boulevard. Like
I didn't know that.
Yes, we were just in the middle of Compton.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was very apparent going in. And then it's just like a strip mall, a Target and something else, like a Chipotle. And then the stadium. And there was so much parking. Like you wouldn't know there was a football game until you got to the stadium. It was the worst energy ever.
It looked like I'm sure it's like a vaguely
if I would have gone to that stadium and looked at the outside, I would have guessed there was like a Supercross rally. Like that's the amount of people and the energy so there. Bizarre.
It looked like a concert or event happened the day prior, and this was just like the people who didn't like leave yet,
or the Sunday of a festival.
Yeah, the Sunday of like a low level local festival.
Yes, it was the most astounding thing, and like some of the people we came like. We couldn't.
They were wearing Rams gear head to toe. And they weren't like drinking or partying.
Nobody was like.
They were just standing idly.
The COVID-19 jersey guy was drunk, but he wasn't a fan. He just had a COVID-19 jersey. And he spoke surfer lingo, which I didn't expect.
He did.
Which caught me off guard.
People are like pissed off about that, though. Like, I don't care. Like, that's on the Rams organization.
Yeah.
Like what do you expect? Like when a team comes to your city, you can't just become passionate
over
at the flip of a switch.
The thing is the Rams were there for a long time before they went to St. Louis.
They just have no fan base.
They have no fan base.
None.
Well, LA just doesn't care about football.
Yeah.
And I know that's been said on every other sport, but it's true.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, also they said it was a Lakers town. We went to the Lakers Bucks game and not much.
But the thing is,
we went to a bar after it was empty. Yeah.
The Lakers
it sold out.
Bar to
it,
the stadium.
It did sell out like on a Tuesday.
Well, the Rams, the Rams games, they get like regular season, they get good numbers, right?
No.
Oh, they don't.
No. Not really. Like it's more of like a, I don't know, it's like a $5 billion stadium. It's cool to go to, but I don't think, I don't know. I don't know enough to say, but that was jarring. LA as a whole, really not for me.
We all like to walk. Couldn't walk.
Couldn't walk anywhere.
We had to Uber everywhere.
I feel like I'm ugly in New York, but LA.
Oof.
Woof. Knicks gross.
People were like staring at me.
Yeah.
They're hot.
They know. Yeah. They assumed you're famous because you're not pretty enough to like do anything else.
Which is like, it was like a perk.
Yeah, it was. Just like you're ugly enough to get really hot girls. We all were. We all did.
It's kind of like a horseshoe theory.
Yeah.
If you're ugly enough, like they just assume you're a superstar.
They assume
that's the only way
you're
could
in the crew
be
with that
LA.
Really skinny, pale white kid.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that kid's name?
The kid that I know who you're talking about.
That'd be crew
me. Yeah. No, I don't know. Would I go back? No. Do I want to go back? No. That's that. I don't think
No.
Also, I don't know. I've been having realizations lately. I don't think I'm passionate about anything.
Jesus, this is depressing. Yeah. At least I'm like showing fervor.
What's fervor?
Zell. I'm like defending myself and my compadres.
You have been.
Yeah. Like a warrior.
Dude, I went to the
long neck.
Oh, long neck. Yeah, exactly. He impregnated a woman. Did you see
physically?
The mod of the Ricketts subreddit sticky to post? And he was like, hello, Ricketts subscribers and visitors. As you may imagine, this subreddit is filled with, I couldn't say the word, so I had to switch it with filled.
Inundated.
What is it?
Inundated.
What does that mean?
It means filled. Inundated. riddled
with packed. Well-meaning but misplaced posts from people asking how they can help their friend who is currently in the hospital have a better stay, or what kind of present they can get their favorite podcaster with rickets to cheer up around the holidays. These are all things that those of us who have subscribed here can certainly provide insight to, but it becomes tedious when we're asked to do this 14 times a week. Wait, as such,
is this guy not part of our
the
thing?
Mod
just an
is
actual
yeah, and I feel kind of bad. As
Why?
Such, this will serve as a sticky mega thread for anyone to drop their ideas, tips, and so we have our own sticky thread. And then they started a frequently asked questions. Just one question. What is rickets? It's this big heartfelt post, stickied at the top. Yeah. And I think they're like upset with us. Then the frequently asked question is, what is rickets? Rickets is a condition that results in ouch dang.
Yeah. I still don't know what it is.
I've recently received a debilitating rickets diagnosis and thought all hope was lost. I turned to my friend, let's call him Rick, who has battled rickets his entire pathetic life. He suggested twice daily kratom usage to help with the pain. Rick also suggested repping 80 on the incline bench, not to failure, in order to increase his strength.
Not to failure.
I've been getting bouts of uncontrollable anger from time to time, but it's just the kratom. But my other friend, let's call him JB, always says anger is a true sign of happiness.
Yeah, I'm pretty transparent. They got me down pat.
Somebody just covered, somebody just redid the lyrics for, well, it's called Ain't No Rest for the Rickets. I cage the elephant. Doesn't even rhyme. Oh my God. So what's our new subreddit we're taking over?
R/no pubes. Better not be any part of that.
That's not even made yet, is it? So that can actually be.
That's vaguely pedophilic, overtly pedophilic.
No, it's not. Sometimes adult men just don't grow pubes ever.
That is true.
Is it 1 in 3? I think it is 1 in 3 men's will never get pubes.
It's less than that.
1 in 2?
No, it's a less probable, smaller probability. I fucking have them, dude. There's proof.
What's wrong, wrong with them then?
Are you glad you got out of LA? Because you were, at the end, I think we all know, you were starting to actually lose it in every way, shape.
I was.
Was it LA or was it just a mental break that was timed up with being in LA?
I think so.
I walked into your hotel room to drop you off, football shorts, pants.
Yeah, you did.
And it smelled like the inside of a bell pepper. If a bell pepper had a child with a butthole, that's what your room smelled like.
It was, it smelled bad.
How?
Well, they didn't have like maid service, so no, it was like just accumulating like dirty clothes,
yeah,
old food.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Empty bottles of drinks.
You're just describing garbage.
Kratom.
Garbage, yeah.
Did you do Kratom that week?
No.
What? No, baby! It's a new untold story.